You healthy.
It's being described as the final push in Afghanistan. No longer a mystery. After 90-plus days, the president reveals goals for the war in that country. Is it open-ended? How many troops will be sent to Afghanistan? As far as the 40 to 45 that General McChrystal asked for, we'll answer those questions here tonight on America Tonight. And gauge your sense of the president's address and how you feel things will wrap up in that country. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be here at the helm of America Tonight. So without further ado, here's a little slice of the president's address to the nation earlier.
As Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan. After 18 months, our troops will begin to come home. These are the resources that we need to seize the initiative while building the Afghan capacity that can allow for a responsible transition of our forces out of Afghanistan. I do not make this decision lightly. I oppose the war in Iraq precisely because I believe that we must exercise restraint in the use of military force and always consider the long-term consequences of our actions. We have been at war now for 8 years, at enormous cost in lives and resources. Years of debate over Iraq and terrorism have left our unity on national security issues in tatters and created a highly polarized and partisan backdrop for this effort. And having just experienced the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the American people are understandably focused on rebuilding our economy and putting people to work here at home. Most of all, I know that this decision asks even more of you, a military that, along with your families, has already borne the heaviest of all burdens. As President, I have signed a letter of condolence to the family of each American who gives their life in these wars. I have read the letters from the parents and spouses of those who deployed. I visited our courageous wounded warriors at Walter Reed. I've traveled to Dover to meet the flag-draped caskets of 18 Americans returning home to their final resting place. I see firsthand the terrible wages of war. If I did not think that the security of the United States and the safety of the American people were at stake in Afghanistan, I would gladly order every single one of our troops home tomorrow. So, no, I do not make this decision lightly.
All right, as I said, that's just a little bit of what the president had to say. His address under a half hour to the nation. Many of you probably may be catching little bits of it, so we'll catch up on some of the things. Obviously, the big deal was how many troops are going to be sent, and would this be an open-ended affair? As you heard there, the answer to that question is no. July of 2011 is when the troops will start to come back from Afghanistan. So then you have to ask yourself this question. After 8 years, you throw in a couple more. Ultimately, has Obama made his case for what he'd like to see get accomplished in Afghanistan? And is this something that is going to thwart terrorism in the end? You know, to me, as somebody who wanted to skip ahead to Pakistan anyway, you have the 8 years invested. Now you're just going for a couple of other years, and you think of what others have done in the past in Afghanistan. And sad to say, I cannot imagine walking away from Afghanistan and feeling like it's mission accomplished, right? So it's not open-ended. And in one sense, we know where the end game is. But what does that do as far as the terrorists are concerned? Taking a page out of a playbook where the play is now prominently featured out there. And in one sentence, basically, the president said that the effort in Afghanistan was the greatest threat to peace for the worldwide community. But then following that, He said that the deadline by which the military objectives must be completed. And when is that date? It's what I just told you, July of 2011. So with the troop deployment by Christmas, 15,000 fewer than what General McChrystal wanted. So is this the last chance to do what? March upon Afghanistan in one surge that lasts till the end of July 2 years from now? And ultimately, in these war efforts, in these now two separate wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, what do we take away from this? What does the United States in the end get out of Afghanistan and this new strategy? And he says it's the strategy for winning the war in Afghanistan that has a deadline, that has a deadline of 18 months, basically, 18 months to get it done or it's over with. Is this a smart move or is this a stupid play? Do you think the president accomplished what he set out to do? And you heard him say there that he didn't enter into this decision lightly, referring to the amount of days that it took to come to this strategic point with Afghanistan. Throughout the show, we're going to weave this in and let you be the decider on it in our own little mini poll. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net or, of course, dialing the digits for ATN, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're not going to just talk about what happened with Afghanistan, this address, the strategy, etc. We're going to move on to, of course, a couple of other things that have happened around the country when we get to odds and ends. And there are a few things. Obviously, the four dead policemen in Seattle and the wild man hunt. So the man who killed four Washington police officers. Ultimately, what was the end game here? We have that for you, too. Also, H1N1, a.k.a. swine flu. You know, it's like being on a roller coaster, the peaks and valleys of swine flu. There are now 66 million doses available in the United States. First, we were told that this had a great chance, unfortunately, to spread like wildfire, and there wouldn't be enough to go around. And, you know, my thoughts on this after having several doctors on, is it something I would take as a vaccine? The answer for me personally would be no, just like the health workers in upstate New York who didn't want to do it. But for those who want to take it, 66 million, as I said, are now available across the country, and they're easing some of the restrictions. So that means they're opening it up to people far and wide, basically, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But what is this vaccine preventing? You make the call. We'll talk about it. Coming up next, however, we played this up a lot. Windows 7. Some people ran out and got Windows 7. You sent me emails. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Technology, what's the latest? It's Tech Tuesday. We have a visit with Greg Stebbin next on ATN.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tonight, we're going to talk more about Obama and the Afghanistan strategy. But a quick announcement in case you missed your name last night. Dave from Vermont, we talked to him, but Trey in Kentucky, Chris in Connecticut, Dr. E in Kentucky, Mark in New York, upstate New York, and Jana in Iowa have all won the books by Dave Pels, the golf book that I was telling you about that we're so excited to give away on the show, and ultimately the big prize at the end of Nail the Score. Make sure you get in touch with us at the studio at some point so we have an address to send you your goodies, and maybe you win the big payoff at the end. All right, he is an author. An incredible guru when it comes to the Internet. In fact, he was one of the authors of Internet for Dummies, also co-author of a book called White House Confidential with my pal Austin Hill. That's just a great book, all kinds of awesome trivia facts about presidents. It's always fun to dive into that for some quick trivia, and it would take us half the show to go through his entire resume. But it is Tech Tuesday, and it's always fun to talk with Greg Stebbin. Greg stepping in from the green room, I hope. Hey, Greg.
Hi there, Kate. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to come on at the last minute. I mean, we've always loved to have you on the show, but I just thought, ooh, Tech Tuesday, he's the guy to go to. And everybody's still buzzing about Windows 7. Some like it, some don't. I think it's kind of like Hillary Clinton, very polarizing. There's no in between.
You know, that analogy may be even more apt than you meant, because I, you know, the minute you said that, I kind of thought about, you know, all the buzz over the years about Hillary's hairdo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in some ways, Windows 7 is kind of a new hairdo for Windows Vista. And, look, I used Windows Vista for a week, and it was torture. And I used Windows 7 for a week, and I found some parts of it very useful. The search function in particular is very powerful and a long time coming, long overdue. There's some things about Windows 7 that will have you clicking more than you used to in Windows XP and wondering why the heck they did this. Frankly, when they added the extra clicks, it kind of makes you think, well, they were trying to be more Apple-like. It's not an operating system most people should run out and buy if they're planning on keeping their computer. I mean, even Microsoft says that there's a place on the Microsoft website where they'll tell you whether your computer should really be upgraded from XP to Windows 7. And the fact that they're not so sure that it will work on everyone's computer should be a real big red flag for you. That being said, I mean, we're hearing all about how last month, you know, there were more people were using Windows 7 than used Apple computers. And you can't really, excuse the pun, but it's not really comparing apples to apples, because Windows 7 has a natural built-in audience of people. First of all, almost everybody who has Vista should be upgrading to Windows 7. I mean, the difference will be dramatic for you. And anybody who buys a new computer today, other than the little netbooks, is going to get Windows 7. So they didn't need a lot of people to go from XP to Windows 7 to take a pretty good amount of market share in the beginning. The real telling thing is going to be how it grows from here on out.
Yeah, speaking of netbooks, I'm glad that you segued into that. Do you like netbooks? I'm seeing more and more people with them in the coffee shops and stuff.
Well, I really like the idea of it. I mean, so for people who aren't familiar with what this is, you're seeing more and more of these very small notebook computers, and we don't even call them notebooks, we call them netbooks. And one of the reasons we call them netbooks, or the main reason, is that these are really designed to do something different than we've ever used computers for in the past. In the past, you know, we bought a computer and we loaded a bunch of software on it, and we loaded all our documents on it, and then we did everything using the computer in front of us. And what netbooks are really designed to do is really to get you on the internet. And once you get on the internet, you can surf the web, obviously. You can check your email through like a Gmail or a Yahoo account. But they're really also designed for you to do pretty low-level computing, and mostly using online applications like a word processor that's offered for free by Google and things like that. You don't load a lot of software on these things. They're really not made for that. And so for some people, they're second computers, and for many people, they buy them not understanding the limitations, and then they're disappointed and either stay disappointed or they take them back.
Yeah, even you have to have a side system to, if you want to look at videos and stuff, you know, if you were taking it on a plane, and of course the battery power thing, but it's definitely not like a laptop. There's a big difference, and I think you're right, Greg. It's interesting that you point that out. The people are confused as to what it is. I think when you look at the commercials, it looks all great and groovy and tiny and all that stuff, and that's what they're thinking. Ooh, compact, but compact doesn't always mean the same, right?
Well, and the interesting thing is that if you really look at what's happening, and now I'm going to go out on a limb here and make a pretty brash prediction. You know, we started out talking about Windows 7. I think Windows 7 may be the last operating system that Microsoft ever makes that anybody cares about. Mm. And frankly, when they released Windows 7, what was it, 2 months ago, nobody really cared then either. I mean, everyone was much more interested in what Apple was doing and what Google was doing and what Facebook was doing and what Twitter was doing. The operating system, which is really how Microsoft built their kingdom, is, you know, I hate to sound like a Valley Girl, but it's so over. You know, we're going to do more and more things online, and it's not going to matter whether you're on a Mac or a Microsoft Windows machine or a smartphone like the one in my hand. We're going to do stuff using the Internet, and that's going to become our operating system, which is why Google announcing their operating system called Chrome was such a big deal, I don't know, I think a week or so ago.
Yeah, what do you think of that? What do you think of Chrome? You think that's going to be a major hit?
I think it will be a major hit, and I think you'll see other big players looking for ways to get into that game as well. But see, the difference is Microsoft and Apple really got to where they are today by being A, competitive and not particularly collaborative. Whereas I think the Googles and the Facebooks of the world understand that the key to success today is not to fight, it's to work together to make a better experience for the user. You know, Facebook 3 or 4 years ago said, we're going to be an operating system. And what they did was begin to enable developers to make all that cool, fun stuff that you do on Facebook. They essentially
right.
opened it up and said, come on in, build stuff for our Facebook operating system. And gosh, what did that lead to? Well, over 100,000 apps on the iPhone, because it's the same principle. We built the thing called the iPhone platform or operating system. Now you, all the developers, can come and build stuff for it. And frankly, I think most people that buy iPhones today, they're not buying it for the hardware anymore. They're buying it for the apps. They want to be able to bump and have a Zippo lighter and do all the amazing stuff you can do with the apps. And the fact that it's on such a cool phone is just an added benefit.
Oh, yeah. I have an iPhone, but when I had to take a while to warm up to it. At first, I didn't like it because I was dialing everyone I knew all over the country at 3 in the morning. And so when I finally realized, oh, okay, I can fix this problem,
yes.
And I made friends with the iPhone, it is incredible what I have been able to do with it. I mean, from the simplest things like emailing instantaneous photos, which many other phones do, to, as you say, the apps that they have, like this cool app that somebody introduced me to the other day where you can hold up and you know this, I know you're going to know it right away, you don't know what the song is on the radio, you hold it up
yep.
and then it tells you what it is?
Yep, absolutely.
Crazy.
My favorite is called Bump. I don't know if you have this on your phone, Kate, but it's two people with iPhones who have Bump can literally exchange contact information or other information by literally just tapping their phones together. And you can find videos on, you know, YouTube and stuff of people, like, dancing at parties and bumping their phones together. You know, it's a great way to, oh, I want to get to know her, Bump. I want to get to know Bump. And just the idea that you can transfer information from one device to another in this sort of really fun Bump way, it grabs and amazes the imagination.
So you have Bump.
I have Bump, although I have to say that in the Stebbin family, we are a multicultural family. My wife has an iPhone, but I have the new Motorola Droid from Verizon, which also has Bump available on it. So we are about as smartphoned out as you can be without getting more than one of any particular device.
I love that. Greg, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for stopping by.
It's great to be here.
All right, Tech Tuesday, Greg Stebbin, always entertaining. He gave you some very useful information. I wonder how many people in this audience even understand what he's talking about with Bump. I have heard of it, and it is very cool. It's amazing how quickly you can exchange that information. We're going to exchange some more information right here on The Flip Side.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Coming up, all the scuttlebutt over Tiger Woods and his women, because now more are coming out saying they had affairs with the world's greatest golfer, and he certainly has clamped down. He's known for his privacy, but boy, it's tighter than a drum at the Woods compound over in Orlando. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we started at the top of the show, it is out there now, Afghanistan and the strategy. West Point, New York was the setting for the address to the nation. 30,000 U.S. troops, that's the number now, the additional number that will be sent to Afghanistan. And it will probably be sooner rather than later, because 18 months and this thing is over. There is an end date, not an open-ended conflict anymore, if you want to call it that. So the buildup will start, I mean, lickety-split, because with 18 months, that doesn't leave you much time. The first Marines, in fact, will be there by Christmas, and it's going to cost, cha-ching factor, $30 billion for the first year alone. I'm wondering, where is all this money coming from? Of course, the president talked about all kinds of things as he zigged around the issue of Afghanistan, talking about how he didn't take the decision lightly, that we were attacked on 9/11, and from here, new attacks are being plotted as he was speaking, is what he was saying. And it's the second time since Obama's been president that he's added to the forces in Afghanistan, where obviously the Taliban has made some pretty big moves lately. Remember, when he became president last January, there were about 34,000 troops on the ground. Now there's 71,000. Now you're going to ratchet it up to, with this additional 30. And then, of course, I mentioned this the other night, some of the other countries are chipping in very small amounts, but extra troops they're deploying too. Mostly cadets in the audience, a lot of them anyway. They could end up in this situation because of the decision that Obama's made. So West Point was fitting, obviously, to be there. And, you know, this is an announcement that drew mixed reviews, I would have to say, probably from this audience and certainly from the congressional Democrats, because so many wanted a quick removal, get them out of there, quick withdrawal. Others are already talking about higher taxes to pay for the fighting, to have some kind of a war tax or surcharge, a 1% surcharge, depending on what you make. So here we go again. And, you know, John McCain, who was pretty much opposed to this long waiting period that we've gone through with what's the strategy, what's going on, what are we doing in Afghanistan, all that other stuff. McCain, who was at an event with Obama earlier in the evening before he jumped in and addressed everybody nationally, he said that declaring a timetable for withdrawal really pretty much sends the Taliban underground until the Americans leave, which is exactly what I think will happen. So tell me that we're going to go after the bad guys. We've got 18 months to do it, and then, by golly, we are pushing off the shores. So in one sense, I don't favor an open-ended conflict where you're going on and on for decades and decades, certainly not. And the question becomes, is this a war worth fighting? And that's the question that we've all tried to answer here on the airways. But certainly, I think there had to be a so-called timetable, but I don't think it had to be an exact timetable that pretty much hands over the playbook to the enemy, the terrorists, which are already as elusive, as can be. And so I think, to me, that's disastrous. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Beautiful example there, Kate. I'd say telegraphing the playbook, you know. You know, there's some people out there that are kind of young. They may not know who El Cid is. El Cid was a great Spanish general, fighter. And late in his career, you know, his fortress was being besieged by, you know, millions and trillions of the enemy or whatever. And he was killed. So what did the troops in the fortress do? They took his body and they tied it to the horse. And then they charged at the enemy through the enemy saw, you know, El Cid again, and they just ran. They just, this guy is too much, you know.
I love the example of El Cid. You are going way back in history to pull up El Cid. But
right.
I think it's not bad. You know, I don't know why, but in hearing you say that, it made me think of the movie El Cid, because, you know, there was a movie,
right.
El Cid,
right.
And I can't even think. Charlton Heston was in it. Sophia Loren was in it, I think. But anyway, it's just funny that you use the example. I mean, it's actually a pretty good example. And here we go again. And my biggest problem is handing over the information, handing it over. And
well, you know, I mean, Kate, it's that and a lot more, though, because we're talking about the morale of the army. As in the case of El Cid, an army watches its leaders from the squad level, from the fire team,
mm-hmm.
Okay? You watch your leaders. And through the history of this earth, If one king was out there in the front lines, the morale and the courage of the troops went even higher. And if that king charged the other king and the other king ran away, usually the battle was over, really. And, you know, if Obama had a uniform, instead of stars, they could just put a little yellow duck on there with a broken foot and call him General Lame Duck. Because this is lame duck military strategy. Just like if a president is, everybody knows he's leaving pretty soon, you know, no one pays attention. I mean, just, you know, being a former Marine, we have three core values: honor, courage, and commitment. You as a woman know, you know, you're aware of that word commitment. But commitment means you stay till it's done. That's why it's so important for the Marines to have that as a core value, you know. But look, the whole world is now watching and saying, ah, you know, the Americans, they, you just can't count on them. They have no commitment. And the Taliban, the civilians, you know, that this supposedly is a fight for the mind of the civilian populace. They're going to say, let me see here. The Americans will be gone in 18 months. The Taliban will still be here. I better start, you know, investing in the Taliban bank of goodwill. Right away, you're going to see more IEDs, more Afghan soldiers bring the machine guns on fellow Marines and soldiers right there. If Bush had said in his surge, oh, yeah, but by the way, we'll be leaving in 18 months, it would not have had a chance to succeed, okay? And the winners, you know, I mean, this is like we're going to be there in eight months and we're leaving. You know, you just trust me for 8 months and everything will be good, and then we're leaving. Now, who's going to win there? Russia, China, Iran?
Here's the thing. Your example is a great example, because with the end date, what happens if I'm in Afghanistan, you know who I'm siding with, the Taliban, because ultimately they're the ones who are going to feed my family, because they're controlling the poppy fields. They're the ones who are giving me the money, and ultimately they're the ones who I got to worry about, because like you said, the Americans are not going to protect me. They're leaving.
Right. You know what? They're the ones that will kill your child.
That's right.
They will take your daughter and put her. This is what they did in Iraq. They took a guy's son and say, "Hey, it's his birthday, boo!" and took him away. And then they said, "Hey, let's look over in the kitchen and see what we cooked for you." It was their son. They cooked their son. Yeah, this is Taliban. So if you got that on one side, and an 18-month commitment by the lame duck presidente Obama. There is no doubt who you're going to support starting tomorrow. You're going to line up. You're going to go find the Taliban and tell them, hey, you can count on me, baby. You know, I'm with your role on this. So it is ridiculous and stupid. You know, if he would have just said, we're going to put the 30,000 in there and then shut up after that, that would have been great. Then he could have still pulled them out.
The enemy would have been surprised. You're right. You could have an end date, which I don't think I think it's good to have a goal, but that could be kept under wraps. If in your mind and in the conversation and you're talking with Gates and you're talking with McChrystal, hey, I want this done, this is what we're thinking, blah, 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 that doesn't have to be on the books. You're right.
It's like a baseball game.
Yep.
Like a baseball game where one team says, yeah, we'll play to the ninth inning, but that's it. I'm out.
No extra innings for me. Forget about it. No way,
hey,
Jose.
God bless America, baby. God bless America.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tomas. It's interesting. El Cid making the, I'm thinking, you know, the El Cid comparison. And if you know anything about El Cid, you are going way back in history. You're talking about like 1092, right? If you can even remember that far back in your history books. And here was a guy who conquered a ton of towns. The idea was getting, you know, all along the way to Valencia. And I spent some time there, and you know, everything was about El Cid. And many of the conquered areas, conquered towns, to the delight of many of the people, what El Cid did, were in and around there, and that was the whole idea. So he ended up having a lot of influence on Valencia. All right, so we're talking about Afghanistan and the fact that now there is this solid timetable, and I guess the biggest thing is exactly what Tomas said. By handing over the exact, not so much the playbook, okay, we're going to be in this part, we're going to be here, we're going to be in the southern sector, look for us over here, not that, but in saying, we got 18 months, baby, this is it, this is how we roll, now you're asking the people to trust you. A people who are going to be without the American support. And I'm sorry, Hamid Karzai doesn't do it for me with all the corruption that has erupted around him now in a second term. So really, it's going to be about Karzai and what he can do with this country against the Taliban, who will be driven underground. Then they will pop up as soon as the Americans leave. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents plus What about Tiger Woods? Oh, my. Twisted Stuff next.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Coming out of the woodwork to say that's exactly what Tiger Woods wants to do. Oh, they are lighting up, I'm telling you. The newest is a woman who says she had a 31-month affair with the very popular golfer who has been using his putter a lot lately, let's say. Had to pull out of a tournament that really was his in a way, and won't be back on tour till the end of January, heading into the next year, which is probably a good thing. In the meantime, all as a result of that crash and the windows being broken, the two passenger windows at his home in Windermere in Orlando in a gated community. This happened on Friday morning at almost 2:30 in the morning. Now the police are saying Woods was at fault in the crash. He's going to get a citation. But the big part of this story continues to be, what about the wife? There's even in England a betting establishment that they have odds on whether or not she's going to ask for divorce or what's going to happen next in that marriage. So more trouble brewing. Two more women going public with claims that they had affairs with the world's highest earning sports person, period. The latest one, a Las Vegas cocktail waitress. Her name's Jamie Grubbs, just 24 years old. She's saying that she was with Woods for 31 months, starting in April of 2007. And she has proof, she says, 300 text messages, some of them described as racy, to prove it. See, this is the thing. If they're coming forward and they have proof, that's, you know, a different deal. So Woods and his wife, I said this the other day, hey, it's a, whatever happens in their marriage, and he wants to be private, and now he's out all over the place. He's not going to put a lid on that. The cookie jar, the lid has flown off. But I could care less what he does in his private life, except for that you can't help but be drawn to some of the facts of this, because every day another shoe drops. And, you know, he's like, it's like these politicians, but he's not running for office. He didn't, as far as I know, stand in front of any microphones and say that he was the family man and morally this and morally that. Never have heard him preach to anybody about that in any of the interviews or whatnot that he's given. So now you've got two women, probably a third here, and it's just crazy what's happened to the man who named his yacht Privacy. He won't have privacy for a very long time. What I'm going to be curious as to what will happen, because he doesn't want to answer questions on this, and it's a whole different animal when you're talking about golf journalists talking to Tiger Woods. So he goes to these first tournaments in Hawaii. You know, how do you avoid the questions? I mean, the Golf Channel, they won't touch it because they don't want anything to happen to the relationship with Tiger Woods. I had dinner with an NBC executive maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and they of course air some of the golf tournaments. And the edict was, even if Tiger Woods is losing, if he's getting thrashed and he's not going to make the cut, whatever, you have to say something about Tiger Woods every time you come back from break. You have to show some kind of a clip of him, whatever, because when he's in the hunt, people are watching. I've been to many golf tournaments. I've seen it. People go crazy and follow him, almost like Arnold Palmer's army from a long, long time ago. And I still don't think it's going to hurt his endorsements. I don't think it's going to hurt his popularity with people. But I think personally for him, it's going to take a lot of skin off of his hide because of the fact that he does not really, really have a very thick skin, and he's going to have to deal with maybe hecklers at golf tournaments and that give and take with the media that he won't get necessarily from the golf journalists. But trust me, when you go to some of these cities and you get these guys on these sports radio stations, and they call it guy talk, they're going to ask him the questions, and maybe he just won't. He won't do media if he doesn't have to, and just get a lot of fines because he, according to the PGA rules, he would have to do some media if he was leading, if he was in the middle of an event. But he could weather the storm by probably taking the hits on his bank account. All right, let's go to Sam across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing tonight, gorgeous?
How are you? You sound tired.
No, I've got a cold.
Oh, okay. We'll get better.
Don't worry. I have a very good nurse. You know who I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Okay. I saw the speech. Excuse me, but it sounds, a lot of people want the water in now. He's almost sounding like Johnson was in 68 by saying we're going to send more people into Laos. At least that's the way it's sounding to me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, you know, like a lot of the seniors in West Point, but like you said, 18 months. So guys who are freshmen and, sophomore?
Sophomore, yeah.
Yeah, freshmen and sophomores are probably saying, oh good, we may not have to go. So, I don't know what he's, From what I saw the speech, it was like, okay, people, we're going to help out here, but if after 18 months, if we can't do anything, we're leaving. You're on your own. At least that's the way the speech sounded to me. You know.
Well, here's the thing: the patience of so many in the United States has run out, and for many people who voted for Obama, that was as what he promised was not to have troops in Iraq and not to have troops dwindling and continue to be there to pull them out. Because look at what's in the United States, the domestic problems that we're wrestling with, and ultimately, how many people can you commit in a voluntary military before you're short-handed on your own shores because you don't have enough National Guardsmen, even because they're all being deployed. So people are running out of patience. People are running out of the government is running out of money. They're talking about this costing $30 billion, and so the question does become: end game escalation. Is the president doing the right thing by doing what he did? You know, Matt and I were talking in the break, and he said an interesting thing, and I agree, because I always say this, it's about politics. They're playing for another four. Remember this,
right,
Sam, as you know, the way our government is set up.
Sure.
We've just had two-term presidents. They've had 8 years. He does not want four. He wants eight, and the people around him especially want eight. So you have to be aware of the politics. And the politics is you have to appease the people who voted for you and who will vote for you again, and they don't want this war, and they don't want to continue to see things escalate there. So ultimately, I think that it could be construed as a little bit of PR maneuvering, too, by throwing out the date. I still think I would have kept the date close. I mean, maybe I would have said, you know, what we're really looking toward is hoping with a great resolution because of the direction we're heading in. We're hoping that we're not talking about, you know, more than a couple of years down the line. Maybe I would have been a little more vague, but then he would get nailed for being vague, is what I'm assuming on that end. So, yeah, let's see. But, you know, Canada's not going to commit a whole bunch more.
No, we're not. We also want to get out like in 2000, I think like 2000, sometime in 2011.
Yeah.
But if Harper's government falls, who knows? It could be earlier. But one question: with Obama sort of breaking a promise, at least that's the way, after what you just said, it's not like he saw like a broke a promise, what will affect him in the midterm elections next year? I know it's you know, almost a year off, but, you know.
Oh, I think there's going to be big problems in the midterm elections for the Democrats, because all the House seats are up. And I think more than even Afghanistan, I think the bigger frustrations are the health care reform, what's happened with that, the economy, because joblessness is high. It's over 10% in some cities, much more than that. And that's a big problem when it comes to someone's pocketbook or their wallet. That's when people, they don't want to be taxed. They want to have jobs. They want to be able to make a living and survive. And when that's not happening in a lot of areas, then that's when you see the politicians fall. So I think there's going to be big changes, probably, for sure, with the House seats anyway. Sam, thank you.
Take care.
Remember, you can send us your thoughts through snail mail. How do you do that? Well, just send it to americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.